Forever Dog. Race Chaser.
Hello. Oh Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser Classique, a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
My name's Alaska. What's yours?
Hello, I'm Willem, and I am thrilled, in conjunction with Mom Presents and Race Chaser Limited, to introduce our special guest, Ms. Coco Montree.
Yeah. I'm not joking, bitch.
I'm not joking, bitch, at all.
It is so glad you're here.
Oh, I'm glad to be here with you guys. I love you. I miss you guys.
I know. How's Vegas doing?
Vegas is crazy right now. Oh,
what's going on? There.
I'm worried for everybody.
Yeah. I know. it's crazy. Half of everything is shut down, but some things are open. You know, it's
right?
Kind of. That the bathhouse is still closed, so I'm like out of work.
Oh man. The one in Dallas is open. If anybody needs some trick and time down there.
Well, I'm going to Dallas then.
Alyssa's doing Sunday brunches there.
Girl.
I'll be first alternate there too.
Oh my God. Well,
this is a very special episode that you appear in, but last week we were watching when the dolls went bird watching with the boys in the Andrew Christian underwears.
Yes.
And then for the maxi challenge, the girls had to create their own signature scent. Mm-hmm. And Red for Filth won the prize. It's still in production. They're still test marketing it a little bit. Rue-Annie Mal was also a stand-up.
Yeah.
Ivy went home, and Alyssa's secret was apparently that she could lip sync out of the hell out of Ain't Nothing Going On But The Rent.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which is so timely right now because Ain't Nothing Going On But The Rent.
Literally.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
Well, in my case, foreclosures, because I don't do rent.
Oh, you see.
A mortgage mama.
I'm a mortgage kind of girl.
Maven. So last week, Ivy sashayed away, and we get back into the workroom, and we see her lipstick message. It says, "I love you girls so much. You always have a friend in me. XOXO Ivy."
Now, Jinx actually wanted her friend in her. So,
maybe this is
pointed towards her a little bit because she's crying in the confessional. I'd be with my friend.
Actually, I think it was the other way around. I think she wanted in Jinx. I think they both. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of sensed that Jinx was gonna be the girl in that one.
Oh, real? Oh, okay.
Jinx is fully versed as far as I know. Her nickname was Girth Monster for good reason.
I was trying to find out. We've been exchanged numbers before I left home. She's like, "Coco, here, I'm going to give you my number before you leave." I was like, "How you know I'm going home, bitch?" Well,
damn.
We exchanged numbers, but we stayed in touch. So it was really cool.
Nice.
So did you get the dick pics or what?
Oh no, she never said the dick pics. I think at that point of the competition, she knew she was gonna win. So she didn't want the dick pics out.
Right. Which is wise. That's prudent.
Because I sure would have dropped them. I would have dropped them.
You would have been on Reddit, Gay Times News.
Yes. Anything to get followers, you know.
Girl. Yeah, girl.
Right there with you. So we
start with Alyssa saying the famous words. She's like, "I'm a performer, baby. This is what I do. And if I have to lip sync for my life all the way to the final, I'll do what I gotta do." Which we love it when girls say this on the show, don't we?
We love it, but the girls were kind of like flustered by it. They didn't like it. And I was like, "Well, girl, if that's what you gotta do to win, girl, do it. You know, and they were not having it. They were like, how come she think that she can lip sync all the way to the top? And yeah, yeah. I was like, girl, that's the competition. It comes down to a lip sync. That's the end of the episode.
You did say it. You said that Alyssa likes the competition. She just doesn't like the hard work. And she's saying she did her best and everything. And like, I mean, the outfit that we'll see the outfit. We'll talk about this outfit later because I need a break before I get into that outfit.
Okay. This dynamic between you and Alyssa is just the gift that keeps on giving on this season. And it really was like the gasoline that propelled the whole season. I mean, for all of us, it really was.
Well, for us, it was too, because you know what, Alyssa, but a lot of people thought it was an act. It was not an act. That's how we are together when we're together. Even when she comes to visit, we're like that. We'll fight, we'll make up, we'll go eat chicken. And she'll say, you want chicken, I want fish. Miss Coco, you need to let me have fish this time. Because she always has to have the upper hand. So Alyssa was very that, but that's how it always was. And that was real. That was not fake. You know, that was totally real. That's how we are.
It's
you
sort
know.
Of like siblings. I mean, it's like... It's sisterhood. It's like, yeah. you know.
You were like, and I'm sure Alaska was probably like, girl, these two, let them two fight because neither one of them going to win. So we're gonna let them two fight each other because I know I'm winning. So I'm not going to, don't worry about those two.
And well, honestly.
Like, won't be in the top three.
Well, honestly, I was definitely scared of you. I didn't think Alyssa had, you know, had the overall, you know, vibe to go completely all the way to the end. But girl, we were all scared of Coco. Yeah.
Coco, was this your first time auditioning or had you tried out before for Drag Race?
It was my first time. It was my first time auditioning. To be honest with you, I'm going to keep it really real with y'all. At the time, and I don't want to sound like, because, you know, there's so many kids that want to do the show and want to do Drag Race. At the time, when I was approached about auditioning, I was just like, no, that's not my thing. You know, that's not my gig. I don't really care for doing reality TV and stuff. And they kept pushing the issue. You really need to audition. And Derek Barry wasn't even on the show yet. And he was like, girl, you need to audition. You know, he did my video, him and his partner at the time.
Because
he wasn't in a trouble yet. It was just the two of them.
Right. Yeah.
So at the time. And he was like, we're doing your video. And they came over and did my video. I laid across the bed and answered the questions because I was like, I'm not getting on this show. And I answered the questions, and then like 2 days later, they were like, yeah, we want you to come do the show. And I was like, oh, great.
Girl, I mean, they knew you would be the perfect foil for Alyssa. They'd be stupid not to ask you, because I had heard that Alyssa was up for season 4, and then in one of the final questions in the interviews or whatever, they asked, do you know Coco Montrese? And Alyssa just said, I don't know her. So like, she wasn't willing to go there at all, from what I heard. And then on season 5, she realized, you know what, this is the ticket there. So I think I agree with Alaska. You guys drove the whole season. And so very wise woman just said the best revenge is to just do better once upon a time.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's tea. That's on God. Is that the new one? Is that what the kids are saying?
On God. Yeah,
that's on God. I'm very current. Okay. The next day, we get a video message from Mother RuPaul, and it says, like sands through the hourglass, so are your days at RuPaul's Drag Race, Escándalo. To become America's next drag superstar, you need to deliver the drama, mama. Adios, muchachas.
Oh, look who it is. RuPaul.
RuPaul comes in the workroom, and do you remember this mini challenge, Coco? This is the crying game.
Yes, I remember this. God. And I was sitting there. It was one of the most uncomfortable mini challenges ever. I thought it was just kind of like, I was like, is this like supposed to be a cross between one of those Fix My Life type shows where we're supposed to cry.
Yeah,
I didn't know what they were trying to do. And I was like, okay, this is going to be really, really cute. And then I watched Jinx and I was like, oh,
right.
She gets it.
Oh, she's doing all that.
She's doing the most.
How long did they give you to get into whatever y'all call it that you were in? Because I'm not calling it drag.
That couldn't have been called drag. You're exactly right for not calling it drag, because that wasn't drag. That was drag.
That was drew.
It was yeah, it's weird because I mean, it must have been a very short amount of time because our makeup is very minimal. But some of the girls, like,
well,
Roxy,
my makeup's always minimal.
Just the most
keep it real.
Just the most minimal, understated. Yeah.
I won't have a makeup line, I tell you that much.
I would buy your makeup, okay.
Color correct. It makes everybody orange.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, when Alaska, when you came out with that song, your makeup is terrible, I was I know she's talking about me. I know she's talking about me. I'm like, I know I'm going to get a call to be in the video. And I didn't get a call to be in a video. I was pissed.
Snubbed again. How rude. I can't believe it.
God.
This is okay. So let's break down what some of the girls are doing. You, like you said, Coco, Jinx is
a character.
She's putting on a character. That's what
just
she
like
does
Jinx
best.
Always does. Mm-hmm.
Alyssa is being an Orange County housewife who has a husband who's addicted. He's addicted to sex.
Alyssa gave me like I'm thinking on my feet, but my feet are moving slower than my mouth. But it was still a coherent story. I'll give it to her for weaving that thread.
She somehow always, like, everything always led back to sex with Alyssa. I don't even know. Was she not? I don't know if she wasn't getting any before the show or after the show, but everything was always back to sex. And I was like, girl.
She had a fixation. Yeah. Yeah.
Detox in this mini challenge dealt with some really real feelings for her ex Jordan, who passed away a year or so before this was all filming. And she won the mini challenge. So at least something good came out of it. And she won along with Alyssa somehow. Did Alyssa shed a tear? Did she even shed a tear?
No, I don't even know how Alyssa won that. But I mean, especially with Detox, because Detox was so emotional.
Can I tell you how she won that? It's because the producers obviously knew that if Detox won, she would pick Alaska and Roxy. And they knew that, you know, that would leave somebody on a team with you guys, but it would be Coco and Alyssa probably, you know?
Oh, we're both on a team together, yeah.
I definitely see some, not manipulation, but like some helping towards the storyline that they wanted, because Alyssa, I don't think should have won that mini challenge at all. I thought it was going to be Alaska and Detox. But, you know, it's reality TV.
I was quoting, I was not quoting exactly, but I was doing an amalgamation of Suddenly Last Summer and Katharine Hepburn has this really climactic speech where she's like describing her son Sebastian, who was gay, but they wouldn't talk about the fact that he was gay.
Was he pushed off a cliff or something?
He was I don't want to give away the
girl,
the
play came out in 1940. I think you're gonna be fine.
He was eaten alive
by what?
By like children.
Hot.
Like children who he was like,
feed the children.
He was like, pop the corns, feed the children. Why don't we go ahead and take a break and we'll get into this maxi challenge.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, you're going to want to discover the 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
The Factor meals were so great. I love that they came in a recyclable container and with very little waste. And food, delicious. My taste buds had a party.
Exactly. Really good. Really easy to make. Loved it.
Not a lot of cleanup because Factor Meals eliminates the hassle of the prepping, the cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff, and you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and then pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
All right, we are back. It is time for two primetime soaps, telenovela style, Casa de Locas and Ella No Es Dama.
And that means House of Crazy Ladies, and that's not a lady.
Right.
Yeah.
This was the fucking telenovela challenge. Oh my God.
If they tried to do this in 2020 with a bunch of white people doing Latinx accents or Dracula or Italian, whatever y'all were trying to do, I don't think this would fly anymore.
Well, girl, it didn't fly then. Girl, they had Atlanta freaking made.
Yeah, that was a moment where I was just like, I was like,
oh my gosh, they got me playing a maid. This is going to be really great for the NAACP. They're going to be at me again.
Girl, some of the shit that happens on this fucking season, I swear to God. I'm like, watching it with 2020 eyes is very like, oh yeah, my God. Really? Like, we're all standing there going, like, rolling, like, brrr, like, as soon as she tells us what the fucking thing is, it's like this, okay, we can learn from this. And there's a lot of offensive shit going on here. However, it does, telenovela, the style of it does lend itself to RuPaul's Drag Race because you usually want to be really over the top in an acting challenge. So this is putting the over the top nature of, you know, a Drag Race
act. Already in there, building it in.
Right. It's like right on the table already.
And being extra, so extra.
Being so, yes, completely.
Alaska, how plucked were you that Detox picked you and reformed Alaska Talks despite your protestations?
I know. I was like, baby, what are you doing, mama? Like, why? We just ended this, Tina.
Girl, she was trying to get to the top, honey. She was not. Girl, she knows she had to ride on your back to get to the top, so she was going to do it. That's what that was all about. You were trying to break away from the group, but she was not having it.
She said, no, come here, bitch.
Detox does like riding on the backside of young man. So
this is true. These are facts.
I've known Detox from back in the early 90s. She tried to tell y'all she's young. She's not. But I know her back in the Florida days. And we used to do some things in the streets.
Oh, so, girl. Yeah.
What's that girl from Vegas? What's her name? Jonna something. She hosted Trantasia. That's actually Detox.
Oh,
you just went to Guadalajara and got a facelift. That's all. Jonna Steele. Jonna Steele. That's it.
Jonna
Steele. She was fired from like from the Flamingo or some show, the Tropicana, because they found out she was trans. Inside Edition did a whole thing on it. Tried to ruin her career.
Yeah.
Nice girl.
So when we're like kind of rehearsing and like assigning the roles, Coco, you're actually coaching Alyssa. You're like giving her notes on how to be better. And I don't think any of it is being absorbed.
She wasn't absorbing anything. You know, Alyssa does not, she takes the lead. And if you don't, if you try to give her advice, she's not having it. She's not here for it.
Right.
She finds a black dress and then she puts on like those, she puts on some feathers and I don't know what she's going with it, but you know, layers are always fun. I was hoping for a reveal with all the shit she was putting on, but that didn't happen either.
Well, you mean like her entrance outfit from the first episode of the season?
Oh, that she wore later on the runway?
Yeah.
Oh, y'all stop reading my sister. Oh my God.
That's not reading. These are just facts.
Right.
Oh, okay. Stop faxing my sister.
Right. Fax machine.
Well,
honey.
Miss Coco, you said, but I guess as she says, she will just be bad in every challenge and then lip sync. So, I mean, you're spitting facts too. Like, this, well, she was
right.
in, she was in the bottom, you know, three times this season. And when the girls asked for names, who, which one do you want to go home? Everybody this episode eventually said Alyssa, other mm-hmm. than Alyssa. Who did Alyssa say? They didn't show that in Untucked.
She probably said me.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Damn. Was, well, Rue's not having Alyssa at all in the workroom walkthrough.
Right. Was Alyssa completely out of clothes? Do you know, Coco? I mean, I get the feeling she kind of was running out.
I think she was. I don't think she was like Alyssa is very spontaneous. So her things are like, just throw this on or pass me that. I'll put this on. And I'll put that on. We even like when we were on tour, she's like that. She's like, well, girl, I'm gonna wear this. And I'm what number I'm gonna do? Just DJ whatever you got, you know, that type of thing. So she was like that in the workroom too. And like none of her stuff was really planned out, I don't think. But for some reason, it always turned out, well, according to Michelle, it always turned out fabulous.
But Michelle is the one to wear a whole fucking Claire's boutique, you know? Like, I wouldn't look at her as a barometer for taste growing up next to a turnpike.
Damn.
I mean, I love how polished she is now and stuff. But there's some, like... Alyssa's like trying to make a funny when Rue comes around for the walkthrough, and it's just Rue does that face like, okay, not okay. laughing at that one, but you know, she's not even like, what's the word, humoring her now at all. So was the walkthrough like rough when she's like saying to Rue, I cast Coco as a maid?
It was rough for probably for her, but for me at that point, I was like, okay, let me just sit back and not say anything because this is gonna, I could say a lot, but I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to go ahead and be the ugly maid for this. And then right. they were really upset because you know what happens later on in that episode. So he shows right. up and they're like, oh, you get to be with him. And yeah, it was that whole thing.
So they were mad because they didn't read to the end of the script. Aww.
Right. They didn't read the script. And I always read the script all the way through. I learned
Very
that.
Clever.
I learned that from Willem early on. Yeah. You read the script all the way through, find out when you're gonna die and everything else.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. CSI, mama. Yes. How did your walkthrough go, Alaska, with RuPaul? What did she say in no certain words, take that thing off your face, detox? This is a lip syncing challenge. We need to see your lips.
They do not like masks on RuPaul's Drag Race. And I brought all of my masks with me. Like, I have tons of them. I just love getting them whenever I see them. And I brought them all to Drag Race only to find out that anytime you put a mask on anything, the judges fucking hate it. Like, Coco, you borrowed the lion mask for your commercial. And they were like, oh, yeah, the lion mask. It's over the top. Oh, it's too wild.
Yeah, they hated it. And then Kylie did it for her line. And now she's like
now,
making
right.
videos. It's like, really, y'all? You put a mask on and they have an issue with it.
I had a gas mask on and they loved it, but it was on the back of my head.
Right. That's acceptable.
Yeah, if they can't see the whites of your eyes, they ain't into it. That's my
tea.
Take on it, usually.
So, yeah, it was a rough walkthrough. Plus, it was, like, I was trying to, like, take it kind of seriously. And, like, Detox and Roxy were just, like, you know, fooling around and not really taking it seriously. That's the storyline that played out anyway.
I mean, Detox says something and sounds real damn Republican. She says, I think people are taking this whole mask thing a little too seriously.
Yeah, that doesn't age well.
2012.
Yeah, oh, such a simple time.
Yeah.
So we get onto the set, which is furnished by Form Decor. That's Form Decor. And guest judge on the set is Maria Conchita Alonso and our handsome leading man, Wilmer Valderrama. Do you remember this reveal, Coco? Oh my God.
Girl, yes, do I remember. Oh, that man.
Yeah, he's fine.
He is so fine. But he's, you know what? I didn't think he was that short until we met him in person. I didn't know he was that short. And I was like, oh, this is going to be cute.
Maria Conchita Alonso, she must be having whatever Detox had too.
She looks great.
Yeah, she's juiced.
Yeah, her work is impeccable. And I'm not talking about her body of work. I'm talking about her the work that she's done.
So I got the feeling, and maybe you could back me up on this, Coco, but I got the feeling that with Wilmer, I feel like they booked him for Drag Race and didn't tell him what he was going to be doing, because he seemed really like shook by the fact that he was acting in these scenes. He was shook by the fact that he was around drag queens. He was really, really shy. It seemed like he didn't want to be there. Did you remember that?
I don't know if he didn't want to be there. I felt like he was more uncomfortable. I don't think he knew
uncomfortable.
Right. I don't think he knew the script at all. Remember, because sometimes I was giving him his lines.
I bet.
I was loving that because I was hoping one of his lines would be, just lay over here. You know, but he didn't. Yeah, he seemed very like, I did not know that this is what I was being booked for. And I'm here, but I'm going to play this out. I'm going to get through it. And we're going to do this the way, you know, it needs to be done. But I did not know this is what they booked me for.
Yeah, he was given nooch. He was like just saying whatever. There was no characterization. It wasn't giving me People's Choice Award tease that he is deserving of.
No. It was as though he thought that he was booked for like a serious acting gig. And so he was he's delivering every line like really serious and really small. Like he's on a set for like the CW or something.
And I loved it. Girl, when my duct tape popped a couple of times.
Oh my God.
You're like, whisper that into my ear. Just pass the duct tape and keloid.
I was like, no, I'll bend down so you can whisper that in my ear.
Oh, my God.
He was that short. I didn't know he's like 5'2".
Wow, work. I love that. Why don't we take a break and then we'll talk about the next day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, speaking of tomorrows, did you ever wear that Annie Tomorrow wig that they had you on in the walkthrough, Coco? That little red curly one?
Yes, I wore it for the maid outfit.
Oof.
Girl,
did you get that from, was that Jinx's best wig?
That was
gosh.
I think that was one of Alyssa's wigs. That was not one of my wigs. They were like, wear this for the maid. I was like, okay, I'll wear this for the maid. Because it was... they wanted me to put the other wig up under it.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah, your reveal was pretty great. Like, I didn't see that there was a reel under it. I knew that your boobs looked bulky, but I just figured you had the script in there or something. But the reveal was effortless. You made it so that it didn't look like there was something under it, which is like the true mark of a good reveal, I think.
Thank you.
Of course.
Yeah, it was definitely well done. So... the girls, we're getting ready in the workroom. Everyone's kind of coming for Alyssa about not having enough clothes, which we talked about.
She says that she had enough for... She only wore her stuff on the runway. And was she saying that as a dig to you, Alaska? Because you were borrowing clothes for the runway left and right.
Oh, my God. Well, I was borrowing clothes from everyone for everything. I brought a lot of stuff, but I was like... well, all these girls have better stuff, so I might as well just borrow from them. Like, in the soap or in the telenovela, I was wearing Roxy's wig. I think I was wearing Roxy's clothes. Like, the only thing that was mine was the fucking makeup.
I wouldn't even take ownership of that.
Oh, shady bitch.
Yeah, there was shady.
It was more the climate of, like, in the challenges, we were a little more loosey-goosey. It was like, yeah, I'll borrow this from this girl. Because we wanted the challenges to be good. And then on the runway, it was like, oh, but this is the time where we show our, you know, our package that we brought, right?
Yeah, I don't think any of the challenges we were like not borrowing shit. We were all borrowing stuff.
Totally.
Yeah, that happened on my season too. I let Fifi use like 3 different things and girls borrowed from me for probably, I feel like, once an episode sometimes.
Well, you had all the good stuff. You had everything.
Girl Detox is wearing my hat in this challenge. That sombrero was mine.
Wow, work.
But speaking of the runway, bringing it to the runway, RuPaul brings it this time. She's like, you like how she look in the aqua green? Get your Vaseline, bitch. Because this turquoise lime aqua moment with the two-tone blonde. She got a 613 and an ash up in there.
Yes. It was beautiful.
Gorgeousness. I love this look. I feel like, I mean, maybe it's just because I was there, but I just recall having my breath taken away every time we looked across the room and saw her sitting there at that table. You know what I mean?
You were allowed to look at her?
Yeah, yes. We were.
Oh.
She was real talkative too when we were there. I felt like, but she looked like really statuesque. It was crazy. I couldn't believe.
Try to describe her without using the word statuesque.
No, I didn't want to stare. I didn't want to stare too much because I didn't want her to get the wrong impression.
But, right.
Like, I was trying to, you know, take her home or anything. But I just felt like, no, I was like, oh my gosh, she really does look like that.
That's
so does cute. Michelle.
Well, now, no, we're not going to do that.
We're not going to do that.
Now, Michelle, now, like these past few seasons, she looks incredible.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God.
This outfit felt a little rainbow to me, like 4-way stretch. Like, everybody has that fabric. You know, the like crazy carnival with dot fabric. Her makeup looks flawless.
Her makeup always looks flawless. Her makeup
So on the panel, we have Michelle, we have Santino, we have Maria Conchita Alonso, and we also are joined by Jamie Lynn Siegler. Have you worked with her, Will? have you done TV shows? You usually know all the celebrities.
I have not had the opportunity to work with Miss Jamie Lynn.
Okay.
But, you know, Jamie if her Lynn's veil opens up, yeah, we'll see. This Latina Glamorosa Extravaganza is the runway category. And first up is Detox, bringing pink pants. Oh, pink pants.
The pink pants suit. Yeah, I believe it was a Gucci, wasn't it?
I believe it, yeah. This is beautiful. And she, you know, pants on the runway. It's always fun.
We love a pant on the runway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Next is Roxy in red with the exposed corset, the
bundles,
dark hair.
Peruvian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This was lovely.
Latina, very Latina.
Yeah, I love this. And she probably made it on the day. That's what she was doing with every runway. She like made everything.
Well, yes. Alyssa could sew too if she had to.
So she said.
Yeah. So button on that lip. Alaska, you are wearing a red ruffly party dress and shaking your maracas to the best of your ability. The maracas are, hide them maracas? In your titties?
I'm offended. I'm just offended by the whole thing. I'm offended by the fact that my maracas are fucking Party City, like children's fucking party prop maracas. It's so offensive. The red ruffly dress, I actually really like this dress. I found it at a thrift store and we tailored it a little bit. And I actually felt really pretty in it and I loved it.
Well, because you were pretty in it. You did look good in it.
Yeah, and I think you could still wear it if you maybe did made it like a one shoulder moment or something, maybe a little high low like Gina Davis.
Yeah.
Yeah, Santino hated it. He said it looked cheap, but you worked it.
Yeah, like Santino can say anything looks cheap. Have you seen anything he made on Project Runway?
Honey.
They let that woman up there judging us.
They got her up there.
Alyssa is in a Latin-inspired ballroom dancing costume comprised of 18 other costumes, it looks like. It's a lot on a lot, and I'm a big proponent for shit on shit and accessories, but this just has everything on it, and none of it...
Is this the one where Santino said that she had on the worst?
The worst in 5 seasons.
In 5 seasons.
Which I think really does a disservice to Jade's hair outfit 2 episodes ago. Because that was pretty shitty, too.
I tried to convince her not to wear that, too. Oh, my God.
That hair outfit. But you look like a fucking dream, Coco. You're in this, like, tangerine, orange sherbet, bell-bottom cat suit that is tailored impeccably. Like, remember Valentina? She wore that leather nude, like, bodysuit into the pants, and, like, the crotch was a little low and not right. Like, yours looks like you got your ass in there. They fit it right. You tried it on again. Like, everything was right about this, Coco. The fit, the look, the color. It was a dream.
Thank you. I try. You know, that was my... I used to wear that when I was walking down... I used to walk down Biscayne in Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Before I knew that it was the host roll. I didn't know it was the host roll. And that was the kind of stuff I used to wear when I used to be on the host roll. It was...
It really is so fabulous.
Bitch, I would get that in every color. I would cut the legs off, wear a boot with it. I'd cut a back flap so I could go to the bath. I would do it.
Girl, I love that.
Give me that in teal. What'd y'all think of Jinx when she was doing this? Basically, she had just been told to do glamour more, and then she comes out looking like a fucking jack-o'-lantern.
Well, I think she was trying to stick with a theme the whole day. You know, she did the Day of the Dead type look. And I mean, she just did typical Jinx. But I can't fault her. I can't fault her for falling back on what she, you know, that's who she is. And, well, she won. So.
Yeah. And that was her strength. And it was actually very well, like, the makeup was very well applied. Like, if you get into the details.
Yeah, yeah. It was. She took some time on that.
Yeah.
But how about them skits, though?
What, the biscuits?
The scenes. Oh, the biscuits.
the biscuit heels.
Alyssa was in a short ass heel for this, for T-strap dance Capizio number.
She knew she was gonna be dancing. That's all.
I think Team Detox's skit came out better, but I was kind of surprised to see. I thought Detox is one of the funniest people I know, but sometimes sometimes it doesn't always work in scripted stuff, I guess it's been showing this season. But I was surprised when she was in the bottom.
Well, I didn't... You were surprised.
But there's only 6 people. Never mind. I take it back.
Well, I mean, from her performance or from the group performance?
From her performance, because I just thought, like, that, you know, it should have been winning team and then losing team type of thing.
I thought so, too. I thought it was going to be winning team, losing team.
Girl, every time they said to us, you performed in teams, but you'll be judged as individuals. I was so pissed every single time. I was like, can we just be judged as a team once, please?
Right. That just sucked.
You know I like clicks. That's me. What can I say? I thought you were really good in the scene, Coco. I was a little like, I thought it was a little bit of a stretch that with your performance and with your runway, I was like, okay. I was like, she's in the bottom because it has to be the Alyssa Coco showdown. But it was a stretch to say that you were like the worst out of this.
Well, I think at that point it was getting down to, I think we were down to what, 6 girls there? And I think at that point, they were like, okay, if we don't get her out now, we gotta, we're going to have to probably explain how she made it to the top three. So well, let's get rid of her name. It was that other thing.
They gave you a lot to do in this challenge. You were a witch, a maid, a murderer. You had a reveal. They made you do the most. And I thought you did, you performed exemplary with it. They also thought Roxy did great. They're loving her runway look. And she was great in the skit.
Yeah.
What they think about you, Alaska?
They said they kept saying my acting was really great.
Jamie Lynn said she could take notes from you.
Right. They said that my dress looked cheap, but what else is new? But this got cut out when RuPaul told me I was safe. She said, "You've raised the bar higher than your eyebrows. You're safe." Because I had really high eyebrows on in the challenge.
RuPaul wants to read. Okay. isn't that funny?
I thought Jinx was impeccable though for the challenge. I thought she was hands down the most amazing.
Now Michelle does a little bait and switch when she tells Jinx her critiques. She says, "You know, Jinx, you confuse me," and I like that. Like giving her the most misdirect.
She's always doing that.
Yeah, everybody loved Jinx. And they loved your runway too, Coco, but they said your acting got a little bit shaky. Maybe that's because the script was shit, but whatever.
Well, they had me playing a maid and they know I'm a rich white woman. So how in the world am I going to be playing a maid? So
white woman, rich white woman. That's a Lady Red song right there.
Yeah.
Check that out. Yeah. Alyssa's critique is her accent in the skit was wild. Michelle said she sounded like Dracula. Santino, again, worst dress ever. And Alyssa then goes into a diatribe, which seems like they placed it there, but it could have been in response to a question. Is that how that happened? Was this after like the point where they asked who should go home and then she went into this big speech? Because they show the who should go home moment in Untucked, and I watched that this week, and this feels like that speech was cut from like right after that or something, because she's like, "Oh, like if I have lip sync for my, I'm an entertainer."
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yes. I think it was right after that. It was right after masking that. Cause I think at that point she knew she was really bad in the challenge. And well, she was bad. It was so bad. I wanted to get it over with. I was like, just get this over with, please.
That's what it's like being in an acting challenge with Alyssa, because I know from All Stars, you just are hoping to get enough footage to get done with the damn scene, because it's like she doesn't know the lines and then she'll like say the lines, but the one word you need to hear in the line, she doesn't pronounce fully. And so you have to redo it. It's so that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, totally, she tried to use her lisp to make up for it, to make some kind of excuse. But she is in the bottom and she is there to face off with the ultimate challenge with Coco.
And yes.
By the way, Jinx did win a fur coat, but she did not win a pair of fur coats. They're lying. They gave her the option to have two shorty furs or one long fur, and she went with the long white fur.
Wow.
Oh, well, we'll take a break on that one.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Came from Seattle with a dress and a dream.
The sleeper fan favorite and champion of season 5, Jinx Monsoon.
Here to take us on a journey with her opinions, memories, and thoughts on season 5.
Let's find out what
Jinx thinks.
What was it like acting in a telenovela with Coco Montrese and Alyssa Edwards? It's considered one of the highlights of the season, but it seemed like maybe you were all on different pages.
Like, did she even get the script?
Right. Different book.
She didn't get the new Goldenrod pages with the updates.
Right, yeah.
Well, I don't. I mean, this is one of those episodes where, I mean, I've been talking a lot with queens where we talk about things we did back then that we wouldn't do again today. But yeah, it's one of those things that we participated in back then that I know that I wouldn't participate in now. And it's just kind of like you gotta swallow that medicine. Like, I decided to participate in a telenovela challenge where a bunch of us white queens were asked to do hyper fictionalized stereotypical impressions of Latin people.
Girl, when we rewatch it, it's like offensive. It's like so offensive. The whole thing is.
And I mean, as an actor, I feel like I was always trying to go for the authenticity. Like, how can I most accurately, like, do this voice? And how can I do this in a way where I'm playing a character who just happens to be Spanish speaking? But at the end of the day, it was white queens acting like Mexican people in a very stereotypical, hyper-fictionalized way. And it's not something I would participate in today. That said, my team was having a lot of difficulties, because I think Alyssa and Coco had just buried the hatchet. Like, they had just finally resolved that they weren't going to fight anymore. And something about them not fighting was worse than when they were fighting. Like, there was no motivation to do better than the other one. They were just being really supportive of each other. And I don't know. I remember Alyssa being way more concerned about how she looked than how she was going to perform the challenge, because she was all worried about
season.
Like, Mama, I got to look like this old lady, and I don't have any clothes that make me look like an old lady. Jinx, can I borrow some of your clothes? And then she was trying so hard to fit into this, like, Betty Davis dress I had brought, and I ended up safety pinning it on her. And it's not like Alyssa was, like, huge compared to me, but that dress was already kind of small on me, you know? Right. So, like, we got the dress to fit, but she was so concerned about the dress that I don't think she was worried about her performance. And then, you know, I mean, it was in my realm. It was one of my forts. So it wasn't hard for me to excel in that challenge when my teammates seemed to be distracted by other things. That's what I'll say.
All right, we are back, and this is the bottom two showdown that the whole season has been leading up to. Alyssa Edwards versus Coco Montrese. And I can see you standing there, Coco, and you are poised and ready to do this. It's like you knew this was going to come, and this was the moment.
Well, I was just, you know, at that point, and we already know what the song is going to be. And I'm a huge, huge Paula Abdul fan, so I knew the song back and forth. They weren't going to get me on the words of the song. And I knew she's such a great dancer. I was like, okay, I've got to make sure that they know that I know the words to this song. Because it's still a lip sync. What the kids, I think if people watching the show forget, hey, you could dance, you could split, you could death drop, you could do everything. But the song, if you don't know the words to the song, baby, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. And I was like, she doesn't know the words. And Alyssa came to me and told me she didn't know the words. And I was like, well, girl, we're Mike. And you just told not only me, but you told me and all the producers that you don't know the words to this song. So we all know how this goes.
Damn. I was surprised she didn't go a little bit more traditional with, like, the Fosse, like the cold-hearted snake moves and all that stuff. But there was like a point where you're pointing to your mouth and you're nailing it, just like every single word. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of at a loss for why this lip sync was only showed 59 seconds, and a lot of it had people talking over it, and they didn't show like a lot of meat. They showed a couple of moments, but like I feel like we were
robbed.
Like this, I feel robbed, honestly, because I feel like this could have been like the use your imagination or like the ultimate like lip sync of the season if we got to see more of it. You know, this was the face off, and they to build up the whole season about it and then to give us less than a minute.
I felt when I watched it back, I was kind of over it because I knew every single word. And I've had so many people ask me about that. They're like, how did you learn that? Especially the part where she's only repeating herself twice. When I point to my lips, she's actually repeating every word twice. That's what she's doing. She's saying, how come you can tell it, you and you. She's only repeating the word twice. So that's what it was. So it looks like, oh my gosh, this is insane. But Alyssa was like, girl, I don't know that. Let me throw my hair down in my face.
And she loves that move.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I was It's one of those really hard fucking rap sections. It's like in I'm Your Baby Tonight, the Whitney Houston song.
She does the same thing, yeah.
It's so hard. And it was so fierce that you fucking said, I'm going to stand still, point at my mouth, and I'm going to show them. That's iconic. Deeply iconic.
I mean, here's the thing. When you're dancing next to Alyssa, Alyssa is a trained dancer.
Right.
I can't outdance her.
Right.
But I knew the words to the song, and I was going to perform this song. So that's the only way I knew I could one-up her was to know the words to the song. And I was like, she can dance all day long, but I'm going to point to my lips so they can really get into this.
And listen, exactly. Paula choreographed for Janet. That's how that worked.
Right. So, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly. So, I'm a huge Paula. Paula was just in Vegas. She's
at the Flamingo, right?
Yeah, she was at the Flamingo, and I got to see her right before Drag Race Live went into the Flamingo. And I got to see her, meet her again, and hang out. It was so cool.
She's great live. Marco made that cat suit that she wore in it.
Oh, he did that one.
So I wanted to ask you, Coco, because I felt like this was a really important moment in the story with you and Alyssa. And I feel like it was so like vindicating because Alyssa, the whole season had sort of been like needling you about like, oh, well, you didn't get to have that moment, you know, like I did, and you'll never have that. And then finally, this was the showdown. And finally, you got to have that moment where you said, no, I'm sending you home. Do you feel like that?
Yeah, it was. It was that moment. The moment that she was talking about saying, but I got that moment from you.
Right.
I got it back. But instantly, it was real bittersweet. Because if you know any... Well, you know, personally, the relationship between Alyssa and I... Of course, I didn't want to lose to her. But at the same time, I did not want her to go home. I thought she was funny. I mean, again, I didn't want her to win the $100,000 too. But I didn't want her to go home because it's like cutting off your right arm and you're just left with your left arm. Alyssa and I together, we're as a team. And that's why even when they decided, you know, to do other shows with just her and all kinds of stuff, and I was like, you guys is kind of really like together. You guys are missing out having us together because together we are like the Paris and Nicole of It's a Simple Life. We are that. We are the gay version of that. You guys are crazy for not having us together because we're like oil and water, you know?
Yeah.
It works. And, you know, once everything's back open, you'll actually get to see me. I still get to do this, you know, the stuff here in Vegas, and I have some other stuff coming up real soon. So, but you guys will have me back and we'll talk about that. Ooh.
I saw you on the Vegas show.
You
on
did?
On the VH1, yes. Yeah. Yeah, I saw you popping up on that. You're everywhere, bitch.
Before we go, we just want to touch on Untucked. And this is a fun Untucked. We get some really memorable moments. I get a really fun... this finally we see why I'm screaming, I will kick your motherfucking ass.
Yeah, why were you screaming so?
Because Jessica Wilde told us to.
Oh, yeah.
And then they use it in every teaser for Untucked the whole season. They're like, aww, wow,
poor
Alaska
you and all that
really,
screen time.
Oh, wow, Alaska really pops off and screams at someone. I was just imitating. and we also get the Coco moment, the orgasm showdown.
Oh my gosh. That is crazy all over the internet once again. Still, I'm like, that is like, but you know what? And I went back to all the guys that I have been sleeping with, you know, besides my husband.
Oh
and
my God.
I asked them and I was like, do I really do that for real? And they're like, well, that's why it's funny to us because yeah, you do that.
Oh my God.
I'm like, so I fake an orgasm with all of you. I fake an orgasm with all of you. It's crazy.
She's an actress, honey.
You're squirping like a chirping like a bird?
Someone made a remix of that. And it's just squirking like a chirping like a squirking like a chirping like a squirking like a chirping like a chirping like a chirping.
Thank you so much for joining us this week on Race Chaser Classique, Coco.
Oh, anytime. I love you guys.
We love you too so much. And thank you for being here.
We'd also love for you to review our podcast on a podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe and then take a moment to leave us a rating, too, as long as it's a 5-star, bitch.
That's right. Exactly. You can follow the dolls at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000. And Coco, what's your handle on Instagram for the kids?
The only Coco Montrese.
That's it. Oh, and I love it because Willem always wears my button everywhere. Everybody's like, who is that? I'm like, God, that's some good Photoshop.
Girl, it's the holidays, and the holidays aren't the holidays without a little hot cocoa.
That's the new jack-o'-lantern. You can use that during Halloween.
Stop, you're gorgeous. And the looks run in the family. I need to talk to Kahana.
Oh, that young man.
Yeah.
That young man.
I think we're going to do an OnlyFans collab.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool. She probably would do it, too.
Oh, she said she would.
All right.
I'm sure she would.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. If anybody out there wants to watch some bonus content, we have that available at patreon.com/Willem. And it's pay to play. So just choose a video you like, leave the coins on the dresser, and hit the door. You can search for that Race Chaser content by searching the word Race Chaser.
Yes, and you can email us anytime at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. And we want to remind you to wear a mask, wash your hands, socially distance yourself, and respect each other out in the world. So, Coco, before we go, when we get back into when the world is reopened again, what are you, like, most excited to perform? Is there a song or an artist or a...
I'm excited for Janet to get back out on the road. She's working on a new album. The album will be out, and then we will actually get to go on tour, and I'll get to do the after parties again. That is
work.
Like the ultimate. I love doing that.
That's one of the smartest things I've ever seen, bitch, too.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And
We love you so much,
I love
Coco.
You,
I love you guys.
Bye, gal.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.